All right, here we go. It's Podcast Friday. Is it Podcast Friday? I don't know. It depends whenever you're listening to this. If you are listening to this on another day, why don't you pretend it's Friday?
Have that feeling that it's Friday.
Yeah. If it's a Monday, then, you know, certainly pretend it's a Friday. Go home early.
Do you know what? Go home, pour yourself a wee gin. You deserve it. It's Friday.
I'll wait for it. It's a liquid lunch, anyone? It is a Monday. It's Friday in my head, mate. Stress time Friday. We were wondering why you were in your pyjamas. What are you going to do about it?
Do you know what? I would love a pyjama Friday at school. At school?
At school. You're not at school for the last time.
At work, here. At I would work. Like pyjama Friday here.
I wouldn't. I don't like the looks of some of the other staff.
No,
you
I
thought
just
I was having
us.
A go at you there, didn't you?
I was just like,
I'm
hey,
sure you look stunning
you?
In your nightwear.
No, I mean,
your boiler
I mean, just
suit
I don't
and your ugly boots.
That's how I sleep with a hard hat on as well, though. I am a danger to myself and others.
Well, it has been said you are gangly, unwieldy with your arms.
Oh, listen, watching me run is something special.
Honestly,
poor Mr. It's very dangerous.
Poor Mr. Bex trains with octopuses when he's having a cuddle. Just give us a cuddle. Get off.
That's very much what it's like in our house.
Yeah.
He's very gangly. I'm very gangly. He's about a foot taller than I am. So there's like chins getting nutted by your head and then too many arms and legs. It's just a nightmare.
Well, at least, you know.
Two octopuses.
Cuddling is complicated.
It's a complicated feature in the world.
Complicated feature of the world. Goodness sake, good luck with having a wane. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
It's going to be a nightmare.
Well, somebody once said to
me, I'm ovulating! I'll put my safety goggles on, I'll be right up.
Somebody once said to me, if me and Jordan had babies, they would be beautiful, but like giraffes.
Like giraffes.
And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you're both very long. You've got long necks and long limbs, but tiny wee heads and wee ears. And I was like, oh, I very like a giraffe.
I don't think about Jordan having tiny ears.
They're about the same size as mine.
Oh, yours are totally.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Honestly,
Billy went to grab one of my ears and
couldn't find it.
He's like, wait a minute, stop. Where are your ears?
Just ended up grabbing her cheek for free.
Well, do.
All right, listen, I can't ask podcast.
Billy Kirkwood at breakfast. West FM.
Welcome once again to Billy Kirkwood at breakfast, the podcast. All of yous, one of yous did it.
Oh,
that is the name of this week's episode. I hope you had a great week wherever you got up to. I've got to say, stop saying and ahs and all that.
It's easy.
See what the noise you make when you're thinking? It used to click a lot.
Yeah.
That?
And that's really unpleasant when you're on the other side of the radio. It feels like somebody's tapping in your brain.
Like I'm trying to roll, maybe that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to touch my own brain with my tongue. Where is it? Yeah, come on now. Oh, I thought I'd enjoy talking that way because everyone knows an old man near my where you up there? Come on.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to keep their teeth in.
Here's a go in your butt. Right, so
that's right.
I didn't mean like that. I meant more of a dancing thing. That's a little older than I was expecting to start the podcast. Never mind, let's move on. A court in Germany has ruled that hangovers are now an official illness. Great news, Bex. Great news. We're going to get you signed off.
I will not be with you.
We're going to get you signed off on the sick every morning. This poor woman comes in rattling, and we're just like, we're going to have to listen.
I'm having a rough day.
I'm having a rough day. What are you talking about? George Ezra like that. He is my friend. He is a saint.
He is a saint.
It's a good laugh, actually. Quite like John. It's nice when you see these stars and they don't take themselves so seriously.
Yeah.
And when you hear them on the radio, you go like, oh.
George Ezra was on a podcast that I absolutely adore.
What's it called?
My dad wrote a porno. So it's about three friends and
we'll never get that past the edit. Yeah.
Well, one guy's dad likes to write adult books.
Yes.
And
yes.
They're all terrible. So the guy reads them out and their friends chat about it. It's very funny. Anyway, yes. George Ezra was on the podcast. And it's the first time I'd just kind of heard him like let loose. And he came with a notebook. He was all prepared. He was like, right, I've been doing my history. I've been reading it all day, writing everything down that I wanted to talk about. And he's got a great laugh, George Ezra.
Yeah.
He's just such a likeable guy. And I'm like, oh, I wish he was one of my friends.
But how is he in a night out? That's what I want to know. Well, does he phone sick in the next morning? I think he might not drink now I've said it.
Oh, really? Do you think he's teetotal now?
Yeah, one of them. One of them non-drinkers, Bex. You know what they're
what
like.
Yous.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
One of them.
One of them goes about. Doesn't he want to put money in the kitty? You know, no. Actually, I always put money in the kitty.
Why?
Even when I'm not having soft ice, because I'm a good guy.
Would I nothing?
I'm a good guy.
No. If I'm having to drink soft drinks and everybody else is drinking a pint of a fiver, I'm not putting money in your kitty.
But there's always one of them just like, you should put an evening money, and it's like, oh, nobody's going to say it then. Alright, there you go, there's my 20 quid. I want the rest of yous to know I'm paying for your drinks, and when he spoke up you said nothing. Nothing. So that's it. It's more that I want to just prove I'm better than them. Better than them in every way. All right, sure. Listen, the hangover things is good, but here's Bex, you are a wonderful creature.
Thank you.
You have killer nails. Killer nails, right?
And they are mine. I'm so impressed. Look how long they've gotten.
Are they your real nails?
They're my real nails. They've just got acrylic over the top to keep them strong. Listen.
Are they legit your real nails?
My own nails with nothing else other than
acrylic.
I totally
thought they were falsies. Congratulations.
No, thank you.
Congratulations. That is very impressive, actually.
I think so. They've never been this long.
But the world's...
Cheers, Nicole.
The world's longest nails.
Mm-hmm.
How long?
Well, I don't know. They're going to be minging, I know that.
15'9".
What?
15'9".
How in the blazes can you have 15 foot long nails? How can you go anywhere?
The previous world record was 3 feet. 15.
I remember the old man. Was he maybe Indian? Lived in
this
India.
This is
he had them in a sack. He had to carry them around in a sack.
Is this a guy or a woman?
This was an old man, so I'm not entirely sure.
This is a person. It's 2019. In Florida.
Uh-huh.
In Florida.
Oh, so it'll not be the same person.
15'9".
Are they real? They're their own real nails that they've kept growing, or have they put on some sort of stupid something?
Oh, you'd struggle with that. You'd struggle to get away with that if they weren't
if they were real,
including the discovery. I would have had overcome several obstacles, including the discovery that the acrylic would break under its own weight if you tried to surpass the previous record. Oh, well, there you go.
So they have been acrylic.
Oh, you'd have to, wouldn't you? They just snap all the time.
Well, yeah.
You know,
my
a strong
goodness.
Wind. Imagine getting hit in the face with someone's bogging nails.
I can't imagine how uncomfortable that would be in your nails, though. That's a lot of weight hanging by your fingertips.
Come give Granny a cuddle.
Granny, don't come near me.
Come say hello to Granny's nails. Hello, Granny's nails. 15 foot, they're just going to be coiled up.
They would be, oh, God. No.
Exactly.
That's mines are starting to irritate me.
What I want to say is, yours are a good leg.
Thanks.
Yours
I
are
can
a good
still
leg.
Do stuff. I can still.
You can still.
I was pulling down walls and stuff the other day with these nails.
It's those.
Not with the nails, but you know, I was doing stuff.
There's been people, worked with people before. And I was not. These ridiculous ones, just long talons almost.
Okay.
And the way you see them trying to. On a keyboard. I can't hit that button. Just. Spacebar.
Yeah.
Spacebar with her elbow. Spacebar with her elbow. I can't get this touch screen to work. That's because you're having to touch it with the middle of your palm.
Yeah.
Because your fingers can't go anywhere near anything.
Yeah, I did actually have that issue in Tesco the other day, and the lady had to come over and help me. And I was like, I pressed it, and then it stopped working.
All right.
And then she was like, I think your nails are touching it. So if your nails were touching it at all, it wouldn't work. I was all right, okay.
Did
that's
you put in a Valley Girl voice or something? Can you help me?
I am confused
I
with
can't
this machinery.
These.
No, I was just like, I don't understand what's happening.
I have no idea what's going on. Tiffany! Tiffany!
I don't have a friend called Tiffany.
Did you get that raspberries?
Have you swallowed something?
I got raspberries.
What are you saying?
Because you can never say certain words.
What was that word?
I think that was raspberries.
Oh, right, okay.
Raspberries.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think... I got the raspberries! Did you get Oscars for the cat?
Did you get Oscars for the cat? Whiskers.
Do I not speak English?
No, don't. Clearly.
Whiskers for the cat.
Oh, dear.
sorry. That
sounds like
not
she
right.
swallowed her cat.
My lassie's not right.
Clearly.
I can't swallow my eyelashes.
That is a serious, serious problem. They should be nowhere near your mouth.
But they are so long. Lashes. Look at my eyelashes.
I see.
I cannot. Could you help me put my glasses on?
Tiffany, I don't think I want to be friends with you anymore.
Rebecca.
like
we have such fun when we go down to the nightclub and we dance.
We never dance.
We dance to a caravan house.
Jesus.
And we bounce.
We do nothing of the sort.
We
do
fun.
No bouncing. We don't have fun, Tiffany. I actually don't even know you. Could you stop messaging me on Instagram at midnight? Thanks.
I'm Rebecca, I need to talk.
You don't.
Something horrible happened. My boyfriend, Rab.
It always comes back to Rab and David.
Well, I can't think of any other names.
Clearly. But you know, it's fine.
All the good names I give to my wains.
That's true.
And we've already started talking to my wife's belly by a name.
By a specific name?
Yes.
Is it Rebecca Johnson?
It is not Rebecca
Johnson.
Damn it. Because apparently, we don't know. Listen, we weren't going to tell anyone the sex. We don't know the sex.
Cool.
I can tell you right now, we do not know the sex of the child.
Great news.
100%.
Uh-huh.
Although...
Well, to be fair, they told my mum for 9 months that I was a boy and then I came out
the
and
scan,
looked at me.
The scan monkey kind of said... The exact words were... I'll tell you. The exact words were, oh, I believe it's a such and such. Oh, are you meant it? Well, it might not be because it wasn't even conclusive. I was like, oh, great, you've kind of told us.
You've kind of told us, but you might also not have told
you
us.
Kind of told us. I mean, I think
it's pretty hard to tell,
I think
isn't
Darth
it?
Vader might be Luke Skywalker's dad. I mean, I'm not sure, of course. I mean, I just said that. I mean, yeah. I've not seen the whole film.
So. Yes. That's the sort of way I cover up my lies.
So I think we are going to find out. And I'll tell you, but I won't tell my wife's sister or her mum.
Oh, listen, don't get me involved in family arguments.
I like you, hen.
Thanks. Cheers. Well, cheers to that.
All the very best. Well, my brothers live far away. I don't know. I'd say that, though. I've been trying to get a hold of my brother. He's moved to New Zealand.
Oh, that's cool.
And I can't get a hold of him. And it's that way, like, I don't want to hassle him. Because I do want to go, we think we're having this. We think we're having that.
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried he's in a huff. So if you're listening, get in touch. Because, I mean...
He messaged you.
I would like to tell you first.
Yeah.
But he's not responded.
How's he finding New Zealand? It'll be different to Australia.
Well, judging by his Facebook, because he appears not to be talking to me.
Oh, of course, yes.
Seems to be going well. Good. No, I'm very, very excited for them, actually.
Yeah, New Zealand's cool.
I'm going. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go. Not next year. I was meant to be good. I got hit by the Thomas Cook thing. Although I didn't know. This is the horrible thing, right? I'll tell you this. This is an example of why my wife's amazing, right? I haven't had a break in years.
Nope.
Like, I've not had a break in years. Even when I've been away travelling for gigs, it's, oh, but you must have a great time. You know, you can have a really good time on the road, but it is work at the end of the day.
Of course, yeah. You're still going, you're still performing. It still gets tiring.
It is work at the end of the day. And I know that sounds like, oh, listen, you pair big and travel. No, I completely understand.
There's perks to the job.
Listen,
yeah, but...
I could be... there are jobs a lot harder than what I do. I speak for a living. I have to look after myself as a self-employed person. But there are folk, you know, even on that worst day, I realise that what I do is a privilege.
Definitely.
And I make no bones about it. And trust me, there's plenty of people in the various industries I work that don't.
Yeah.
And if any of them are listening to, have a word with yourself, right? But I haven't had a break in a while. I got a couple of kids, house, just working. Like next year's looking... Between Poison Apple, the stuff we're doing, radio, comedy, year's gone.
Yeah, and it's,
which
it's
is exciting. Which is exciting.
It's hugely exciting.
Yeah.
But also hugely, oof.
But this is one I'll get back to. I have a bad habit, and you've said this, I have a bad habit of not taking time off.
No.
Not thinking about myself. I just keep going.
Yeah.
Because I like doing what I do.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem.
And when you enjoy it, that's part of the problem.
That's why I hate having to go for a nap in the middle of the day sometimes. Yeah. I hate sleeping.
Do you know what? Now I've got to that point, I'm like, do you know what? I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it when I've got it.
No, you're
just
quite,
because I can
you're quite right
now.
You're quite right. Aye, because today's going to come. Like, it's going to be Wednesday, but I'm borrowed time. Listen, I'm borrowed time. Yeah. But this is the whole thing. We wanted to go back to Florida for years. Me and my wife, just the two of us. She turns around and tells me on Tuesday, maybe even Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's my 40th birthday
this year.
December.
Yes.
And she went, for your birthday.
Uh-huh.
Not going for my birthday, but uh-huh. The reveal.
The reveal was part of your birthday.
Was going to be that I'd booked us a holiday for the two of us to Florida, Orlando, where we got married.
That would have been lovely. And how many years are you married?
Oh,
will this be
13.
13 this year.
Yeah, this will be 13.
Oh.
And we were going to go across at round about wedding time.
Uh-huh.
Anniversary time. We're going to go yep. Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
She turns around and say, "Cause a Thomas kid going under, I lost my deposit." And it was so much.
I just thought a deposit and everything would have been covered.
But it's to hold your place, so to speak.
So until you're fully like paid, it's not covered.
Gone.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
Gone. So the whole upshot of that is, we ain't going. No. And everyone go, "Well, why don't you get the money and rebook?" We ain't going.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
The problem is as well, the cat's out of the bag now. And I'm like, under no circumstance are you spending that money on me.
I know, it's a lot of money.
Even though it wasn't on me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a nice holiday and it's time for the two of you.
Yeah, and also I was freaking out. I was freaking out as well, going, "Where the hell am I getting money to go to Florida?"
I know.
I'm looking after it. Well, where am I getting spending money?
I know.
There's money not in the diary.
Oh,
this is my mind.
I know.
It's
so sad.
But it was that way. It was like, oh, that made me miserable. For about 3 days.
That's it. So that's a big kick.
Aye, well, a kick when you're down, mate.
Yeah.
A kick when you're down. But this is the whole thing. I ain't complaining.
No.
I've had it. It's fine. Because you're reading about people losing their weddings.
Uh-huh.
And even folk are just not. Listen,
people lost their jobs.
There's folk that need a holiday more than me.
Absolutely.
Thousands of people losing their jobs.
Not just flight attendants that you instantly think of. There's hotels.
Hotels.
With hundreds and hundreds of staff that are now
tragedy.
Out of work.
A real tragedy.
It is. It's rubbish that's happening in 2019.
And you know what it is? I figured this out. Everyone can have hard times. Everyone can have hard times.
We all have them.
You cling on to the idea of we can get a holiday and you can go away.
Yes.
If you can get a holiday, that's what some people's motivation is for working long hours.
Yep, they work really hard all year and they go 4 holidays a year.
Yep.
Good for you.
You can go and enjoy your
time and your money.
Well, it's the one big holiday and the fact that... And it's good to hear that people are going to get their money back.
That's great
news. It's good to hear that some people are going to get their money back. It's going to take a little while and stuff like that. It's good to hear that. But I think it's like the idea of you're able to go somewhere and see that not being a thing.
I know.
Because it's going to be hard.
Oh,
it's
going
to be really hard for people to do that now.
Yeah.
With no two ways about it.
And I felt really sorry. There was a lady message I was saying. She'd been saving up for years. She was flying out Tuesday night. She was heading down to Manchester, flying out, I think it was Wednesday, to her best friend's wedding. She was a bridesmaid and they were going to Vegas.
Heartbreaking.
So her friend and that were already there. So it's not just she's been saving all year and really looking forward to this or for however many years. She had all her outfits, you know, all the money you spend on a holiday before. So of your new clothes, if you need new luggage, if you need a new passport. She was at a wedding, so obviously she had bridesmaids.
Huge stuff.
You don't get any of that money back can't replace it. So that's really sad.
And I know that these, you might be going, "Well, what about this? What about that?" You know, there's all these tragedy. Completely. Listen, I completely get this. Oh, well, these people, they can afford to go on a holiday. I can understand you being frustrated about that, but that doesn't mean it can't be sympathetic.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course I'm sympathetic.
And people can only afford to go on holiday because they work really hard.
And people
and
lost their jobs.
Save up for a long time.
And some people do. Some people on the dole. Some people that cannot afford the life's little luxuries. Save up for a holiday.
Because it's an important thing for to go anywhere.
And people lost their jobs as well. And
it's really
that
sad.
Broke my heart more than anything. Because, you know, is anything really... And you heard that brilliant story. And it's a story that's brilliant and sad at the same time. Flight crew got on, I think it was Orlando they got on. And in midair. Mm-hmm. So they got on assuming something was going to happen, hoping for the best. Got on in the midair, they get told, "You guys don't have a job anymore.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to get paid this month when you land."
That's you.
That's you done.
Yeah, that's
including,
awful.
I assume the pilots, everyone's getting told that in midair. And there's a heartbreak in the stewardess explaining the situation.
Yeah.
And you know the thing, is, I bet they did their jobs like pros during
absolutely.
The whole thing.
Yeah, because
and
you could have, and you're right, just went, "Well, tools down, we're not doing anything."
Listen, I'd have given out, see any drinks in that trolley?
Yeah.
Everyone would have been getting liquored up because I'd have been giving them away like it was going out of
have
fashion.
A great time.
Oh, yeah. Like, see any booze or any food in the, like, here you go, guys.
I saw, duty free perfume, whatever you want. I did see a lovely thing though, and it was a similar story. It was
Vegas
to Manchester.
Yeah.
And that happened, you know, people found out halfway through and a Scottish girl up the back just stood up and went, "Right, let's have a whip round then. These staff might not get paid." And They ended up raising just over $5,000 to be split between the crew. How lovely. What a nice, nice Scottish thing. We are generous.
Getting off that flight with 500 quid in your back pocket.
Exactly.
Is going to put a big smile on your face.
I know. And people don't need to do that. That was just out of the goodness of their hearts and being appreciative. So it's lovely to hear when something like that happens.
And you might be sitting there going, what's this really got to do with your podcast? You know something? It's what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
It's what I want to talk about.
And it's also a shame because it's lovely to see that there's lots of other travel companies going, well, we're looking for staff, so, you know, there's lots of opportunities,
And I can say this, particularly in Scotland, I know it's happened down in Manchester, a couple of places as well. Comedy venues, music venues, nightclubs have been saying to Tommy Cook's staff, especially, or to staff, I should say, if that gets bleeped out the name of the travel company, that's completely fine. Just want to say that because it might do, but we all know who I'm talking about. To the staff or people affected by it, and they've said, listen, you want to, you come down, you get in free, you get to skip the queue, and you get a drink. Have a night on us.
I think that's a nice thing.
So I'm actually doing, I don't know if I can mention it, but I'm doing a gig this weekend, and that has happened.
I think that's wonderful.
You get in free. You get in free and you get free drinks.
Come and have
free
a good night.
Food.
I mean, do you know what? It's probably so little to a venue, but,
but
it means the world to people. It's nice to see people banding together and doing something great.
It's cool. It's just, that type of stuff just breaks
warms
my heart.
Warms your heart, doesn't it?
Warms my heart and breaks my heart at the same time. Yeah. And if they give you a free dog, that would just be amazing.
Oh, you'd just be happy for life if you got a wee free dog.
Free dog on your way out.
I met two
just
dogs.
A bin of dogs.
Two dogs outside when we were rehearsing for Panto the other night, and they were the sweetest things I've ever met, and I could have sworn they were puppets. Like people and working them, like Jim Henson puppets. They were so blooming cute, and I was like, hello, girl next door. We don't really speak very often,
but your dogs
are the cutest things. What are they? And if you ever need somebody to cuddle them, give me a shout. She was like, great, no bother. She's like going home going, oh, that girl's a total weirdo.
What's wrong with that? People like dogs.
Oh, everybody
you're not
likes
a weirdo
a dog,
if you don't,
I think.
Listen, if you don't like dogs or you don't like cats, you're weird. See, if you don't like dogs or cats, you're weird.
Yeah.
And that's how it is.
Sorry.
Well, I had a bad experience with a cat. What did a cat do to you? Scratch you? No.
Oh, a cat scratch is blooming sore. Like, yeah, it can get a bit nasty, but
bite you on the willy and hang off for 20 minutes. That would be, I could understand that.
Yeah, you would be cautious, but you don't let that put you off. You
don't
meet some
great
cats.
Don't be one of those people that just decides they don't like them.
Yeah, give
them
a try.
Don't be one of them. Don't be one of those.
Some great ones out there. What do you, about the positivity
what
today.
What animals do you like? Oh, I don't like any animals. Then get out. Just leave the planet. Leave the planet. What's the point of you
might
being
as well
a thing?
Have you.
What's the point of you being a thing? Even a little lizard are cute.
Yeah, no. We geckos with our wee fat fingers.
I used
stick to stuff.
Our wee tongues.
Uh-huh.
I used to for dinner. It was always like a posh lizard man. I used to do that all the time just to abuse my wife.
Of course.
We've got the weird, you get that weird shorthand with your other half.
Oh, absolutely.
The only in-jokes only you'll get.
Yeah, and you think you're hilarious, then you try and tell somebody else, and you're like, why did they not find that funny?
Like,
maybe you had to be there.
Sitting, you look each other across the room, oh no, my face is a biscuit. What do you mean? Ah, you had to be there.
It's just, apparently, it's just a time and place thing.
The biscuit woman. I'm trying to think of what some of our short. Oh, yeah, I do. It doesn't make any sense. I can't explain it. It does make no sense. It does make. I'll tell you, and it doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
No, I won't. I won't. I feel. No, I'll tell you.
Right.
You know the song Hard Knock Life?
Yes, Annie.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel such a weirdo explaining that.
Well, you are a weirdo,
it's
but
a
we've gone over
life
that after the
for
years.
Us. It's hard knock. There was like a kind of rap.
Yes, that's
R&B
right.
Version of it. And for some reason, we liked going celery over it because the guy that did it would speak over it with a thick Jamaican accent. And I went, that guy could be saying anything.
And you'd, So you just shouted celery over
celery.
It.
Celery. Bread roll.
It's quite good. I quite like that.
Thank you very much.
I am terrible at accents.
Oh, I'm awful. I have to always use keywords. I have to use words to get into them.
I tried that. I've started like a college reunion group on like Facebook. We've all been chatting. We've not seen each other really properly all together in about 14 years.
Oh, I could easily list the people at college that I would not like to see again.
Oh, well, this has been amazing. And we were talking, we once did a show at college and it was called Strippers. And it's about back in the 80s when lots of the minors lost their jobs. The women all had to find jobs to try and support their families and lots of them went into stripping. And this was in Newcastle.
That's a lot of women.
Yeah, yeah, there was a lot of women in the show. And everybody had to be a Geordie. And their keyword was Biker Grove.
That's not an easy one.
I'm so glad I was not a Geordie because I can't do it. And actually my character was Canadian, which was great for me. But one of the guys was supposed to be Geordie and he did just sound Jamaican.
All right.
And it just got to the point where like, it would just be better if he was Scottish. And they were like, no, he needs to be Geordie. And I'm like, Geordie? He sounds dreadful. Biker Grove.
What? Are you mad? Going down street during panda hour? That's all I've got.
I was very Ant from Ant and Dec.
That's what it was kind of like.
I love it.
When I was young, you couldn't move for pandas.
Pandas. I was wondering what you were saying.
Panda.
And they're always quite high pitched. Like, that was quite good.
You better get the grove cleaned or Jeff will go mad. That's all I've got.
Speak like that more. That's great.
Absolutely not.
I love the Geordies and the Scousers.
A friend of mine, and he's a comedian, and he does the Scouse accent, but he is thick Geordie.
Oh,
and
no
it just
way.
Occurs to me that his Scouse accent is not Scouse, even in the slightest.
Oh, really?
It's a comedian called Gavin Webster, right?
Okay.
He is one of the funniest men in the British Isles.
Okay.
Hands down. And he goes like, he says the Geordie accent's quite warm and quite.
It is. But dead inviting.
It's like, but the Scouse accent can be quite abrasive.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, they always
I love
get
it,
really
though.
Upset. It's like, what's he said about Liverpool? I love Liverpool. But it's my version of it sounds just the same because I can't differentiate the two. We've got Cilla Black, the Beatles.
What was the last one?
It's nothing. It's just
a noise.
So that's what he does.
I do. I had a Scouse friend and I just loved listening to him. And he was a chef in the restaurant that I worked in. And I'd just go in and be like, Simon, would he say this? And he would like say whatever I was pointing to. And I'm like, ha ha ha. And then walk away. And it just kept me amused for ages. I just love listening to Scousers or Geordies. Welcoming people.
Australian. What would be Australian?
Australian's Cockney warmed up.
Is it?
Yeah. So think about a Cockney accent and then make it warmer.
I don't do Australian all the time. Oh, right. An Australian James Bond villain. Right, James. I've got an evil plan. What I've done is I've got a crocodile. I've got him drunk. And I filled him with spoons. How's that? That's my.
I actually thought you were going to say,
"Hello, welcome to Asda." Good evening, welcome to West FM. We're doing it in the morning. There'll be the cash register in a little while.
Yeah,
because they end up going down and they come right back up again.
What about South African? That's
absolutely not. No, there's only one phrase, and that's from Lethal Weapon, and I cannot do that on the radio. Not do that on the radio.
Have you seen District 13?
I was just checking if the floor was covered in plastic.
That's great. I love. I so wish I could do accents.
I can't.
Really can't. You're good. I thought they were really good. What else? Let's perform, monkey. Right, what else we got? What else is a really distinct? Do you know? Right, I've got a Polish friend.
Oh, I wouldn't even know what Polish was.
Polish is nice. But she told me, and I said, you know, like in Scotland, we've got such thick differences between our accents. So you can tell if somebody's Dundee or Edinburgh or Aberdeen or Ayrshire or Glasgow.
Montrose is just a series of clicking.
Yes. Well, do you know, in Poland, she told me that no matter kind of where you are in the country, they don't really have a dialect. So you cannot tell from one place to another.
It's quite monotone
in accent,
isn't it?
It's quite a regular accent throughout the whole country. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah, from all of my experience of living there for, you know, 20 odd years, I couldn't go, oh, that person's from Wrocław because they have this certain accent. It all just sounds very similar. I was like, that's interesting. I've never known a country not to have a bit of a different accent, no matter where you are.
It's such a melting pot in Scotland.
Yeah.
You know, particularly Ayrshire. Because, like, I've born and raised in Ayrshire, but I appreciate that I maybe don't have your average Ayrshire accent.
Sure.
But that's because it's got mangled because I've spent 15 years, 20
over.
Years performing.
And
I've got to articulate.
Yeah,
even on the radio, I mean, if I go full speed.
Oh, like sometimes
you,
it is.
You can't make out a word I'm saying.
It's even worse,
when I'm performing down south, I've really got to watch it.
Yeah, really got to slow down.
Yeah, and although in Canada they were fine, I have to admit, that's an odd thing to say, but in Canada they were absolutely fine. This made Bex angry during the week.
Oh dear.
This was Nicolas Cage and Lisa Marie Presley might be getting back together.
What a
sham.
Now,
I'll level it, I completely forgot these two were actually married at one point.
It's not really a marriage though, is
but
it?
They were married August 10th, 2002, and they split up after 107 days. So what is that? That's not just even 6 months.
No, it's just over 3 months. 30 days in a month, roughly. Exactly. That's
point.
What? There is no point. That's a publicity stunt. Don't call it a marriage. There's people fighting for their right to be married all over the world.
So, but you guys were basically dating, and you decided to have a wedding in the middle of
it. Exactly. And then decided they don't actually like each other.
But this is it. They've over the summer apparently they've started talking again.
Okay.
She's rebounding from her estranged husband. Trying to fight custody to get their twins.
Okay.
10-year-old twins. Nick has recently got out of his previous marriage, which lasted for 4 days.
See, my issue with this is, when was the last time you ever heard Lisa Marie Presley's name mentioned?
Well,
so this is a publicity stunt because they're struggling for publicity.
I don't think Nicolas Cage is struggling for work.
No, I don't think
he
is.
I mean, the quality. It's a bit weird, actually.
I think he chooses quantity over quality, though.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, like, you'll suddenly do a movie and you go, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is great. And then he'll do another one and it's like, this is
dreadful.
Awful. So how can he go from, like, being, oh, Oscar whispers? Oh, it's winning awards at this side, the next one. So what is it? Well, it's basically Nicolas Cage is on a boat, it's filled with animals, it's at night time, it's called Noah's Dark, and what happens is, well, he has to see everything in night vision, because...
Why you don't write movies, I will never know.
Just saying, there
I
is.
Mean, that's a great concept for a movie.
I haven't googled it. I bet you £10 he's had to fight animals on a boat, at least in one film. One film.
More than likely. Is he on Snakes in a Plane, though?
No, that was Samuel Jackson. But that movie was deliberately meant to be rubbish.
Oh, was it? I've never seen it. I just assumed they would be.
That was one where they polled, like, the fans. What would you like to see? When you see a woman get bit in the boob by a snake? And sure enough, there it is.
Oh my God.
There it is. Enjoy! One for you. But they're getting married. They're getting back together. She married for 4 days. My question about that is this. That is such a small amount of time to go from, I love this person, I want to spend the rest of my life with them, to go from, I hate you. I hate you, right? So I'm breaking this down. Day four, you had to get up in a bad mood and go, this was a mistake. So the day before that, the thought has even crossed your mind.
Sure.
Right? Day before that, you're hungover for the wedding reception. So that has to be on the day of the wedding. They had to be like, do you take this man or this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? Yeah, all right. There had to be a delay even then.
Well, exactly. If you know, within 4 days you've decided that person's not for you, you didn't like them in the first place.
You can't be doing that turnaround.
No, absolutely
not.
No
way. What were you doing getting married?
Exactly.
Had to be
get a bye.
Had to be that
Nicolas Cage, you're better than that.
His internal monologue, or Lisa Marie's internal monologue. She's not getting married to him after 4 days.
Hopefully
she'll
not.
She'll probably try and beat the record. Chuck this guy halfway through the wedding.
It's just a big waste of time and money. And
imagine that, just as everything's going on. We're dearly beloved, we're gathered here today. What am I doing here? This is a terrible idea.
I don't agree with this.
Like this person. I don't even like the floors in the church. Who's going to heed that pig? She does look like a da. She does look like a da. Oh my goodness, she does look like a da.
Aww.
I mean, I could have dealt with that if she looked like her mum, because her mum's quite tidy.
Her mum's beautiful.
There she's over there, Denise. Look at you.
It's all of a bit of a weird one, though.
What's she saying to me? She'll answer the question. What question? Do you take her to be your lawfully wedded? Sorry.
Sure, yep, no bother.
That's the trouble you're going to get into. And then there's poor Lisa Marie going, I didn't even like National Treasure.
How has this happened? Maybe they just had a really wild night and just thought, you know what, well, let's just get married. And then go, oh, that was a really bad idea. It was great at the point.
And that is why it should be like a mortgage. You should have to take a wee bit of time. And I know I previously moaned about that on the last podcast, but I've got the house now, so it doesn't matter.
Aye, but you don't want a drive-through wedding. That's not a good idea.
Although they do them in Vegas.
Because you make stupid mistakes.
Did them in Vegas.
Yeah, they do a few drive-through things in Vegas, apparently.
That's interesting. I'll ask you about the rest of that off the podcast.
Yep. Another place.
Another time. That'll be for Billy Kirkwood Breakfast After Dark. where technically we get, well, it's a podcast. You can do it anytime.
That's true.
So I won't ask what it's about in case it's somebody damaging themselves with things. It is, isn't it? Is it? Is it? I bet it is. Dirty. Right, okay, if you've enjoyed the podcast, well, here's what to do. Tell your pals, let us know. Do you know, I got a lovely message from Michael Bowski. Not that Michael Bowski.
Okay.
Because, it's Wachowski. I always do that. from Monsters, Inc.
The big contact lens.
Lebowski. Where's the money, Lebowski? Sorry, it's my favourite film. And he sent his message saying he enjoyed it. Thank you very much, Mike. I really appreciate that.
Was that the guy that shared it from America? Is that somebody else?
Oh, is he in America now? I can't remember.
Somebody sent us a message saying, you know, if you've got a couple of minutes, just listen to this. It's great fun. And
thank you very much.
Lovely.
If you enjoy the podcast, let us know you do. If you've got anything you'd like us to talk about, I'm thinking about having a bit where we will literally answer anything.
Sure.
And I don't just mean
want to know
anything about us. I mean anything, the planet. We'll give you your opinion. We'll let us know what we think about it. So feel free to drop us a question. You could do that at Billy Kirkwood on Twitter, at Bex Johnson. It's not Bex Johnson.
I don't really use Twitter.
I don't worry about Twitter. Drop me a message if you've got a question. You can find us on social media. Of course, it's Billy Kirkwood at Breakfast. I've got a Billy Kirkwood comedian page as well. Give us a wee like in there. Say hi. Bex is Bex Johnson as well. You can find her on Facebook. And don't forget to get in touch with us and listen to the show every weekday morning, 6 till 10 on West FM. Part of this podcast is not affiliated with West End, and has a slightly different tone to the show.
Totes.
Right, we're getting out here. I hope you enjoy the rest of your wherever you are, of your day, rest of your sandwich.
I was about to say, walking the dog, tell the dog I say hi.
Yeah, tell
and
the
that you are a good boy.
Yeah,
you good boy. Yeah.
So, Bex, who's a good boy?
Dog's a good boy.
I'm a good boy.
You're a good boy too.
A good boy. Cheers. Oh, that's getting lovely. Oh, well. Straight around the podcast.
Billy Kirkwood at Breakfast. West FM.